Yeah, we gotta try something different because things aren't working. What's up, guys? It's the Left for Ted podcast.
Hey, I'm back.
Woo! Mitch is back.
What's up?
Ryan's back.
Woo!
Nick is back.
Thought I was over been.
John's not back.
John's, yeah, not here.
Who was actually on last week, then?
Mike. Mike was in your spot, was taking the spot of Mitch and Ryan last week. Mike came in.
Three.
Yeah, weird podcast last week, if I remember correctly.
Is it?
It was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what happened this weekend? The big game thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to sort of get that off the list early. Disappointing.
Oh, you mean that nice scrimmage the Seahawks had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, never mind. Seahawks, woo!
Yeah!
It was, yeah, that was a bad game.
Didn't even watch the whole game.
And the commercials weren't that good. So I just wanted, not really playing favorites, but what were your, like, top four commercials, maybe top three commercials that you thought, hey, I might want to buy that product? Anybody?
I didn't watch Super Bowl because I was working.
Coke?
Which one? Which one?
I only saw the one Coke commercial that everybody apparently hates.
The one where they were singing America the Beautiful in different
languages? Okay.
Which?
Because there was that one, and there was the one with the dog that loved the horse or something.
No, that was what it called.
That was Coca-Cola.
That wasn't Coca-Cola.
It was.
No.
Who was it then?
That wasn't Coca-Cola.
No, that was... That was Budweiser. They were Clydesdale.
Oh, that was Budweiser. Yeah, you're right.
Nick, don't ever give a kid Coca-Cola.
It will be the best moment of his life.
This doesn't taste right. Keep drinking.
Hair on your chest.
He throws up and, like, not even halfway. Yep, that's how that feels. So never judge when you see it.
That's what being a man feels like.
The other one was the Forrest Gump ripoff.
I don't think I see it.
What do you call it? Where the kid just keeps running, and he finally gets to wherever the Packers play, and Brett Favre's there, just like, hey kid, here's a Coke.
Jeez.
Again, I only...
I don't even know what the product was, because I wasn't paying attention at first, but I just, like, looked up from my phone, and Morpheus was, like, in the back of a car, like, singing.
That
was a Kia commercial.
That was a Kia commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the car's just going up the street as all the buildings explode.
Yeah, I don't remember which one it was. There's what it was for. I think it was like a car commercial. I think it was maybe an Audi. But the Dabber Dabber Wawa. I don't know if it was a fucking...
You should have gotten the Subaru commercial from Japan with the Titans.
Yeah, we were supposed to. And they said that it
were
was.
We?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said that it was not it wasn't for American audiences. I mean, these are the same people who said that the SodaStream commercial at first was too over-sexualized, not because they said, you know, sorry, Coke and Pepsi. No, it was because, you know, Scarlett Johansson is just overly sexy. Even though
that's not her fault.
It's our fault. It's all our fault.
Yeah. What was... there was another one, though.
I didn't get to see all of them.
I didn't even see a Doritos ad that I remember.
Really? That's surprising.
Because, like, again, I didn't watch the whole game. Like, while we were watching the game, basically, like, I want to say when they scored their first touchdown, Seattle did. And when they scored, I'm looking around, so I'm like, so guys, who wants a pair of beer pong? So we all go downstairs. So we all go downstairs and, like, completely forget the game.
Yeah,
so
what was... No, there was.
I think my favorite Super Bowl joke that I saw on Facebook was apparently there was a football game around that Bruno Mars concert.
I like the one where it was like Manning wanted to throw in the top, but somebody intercepted it.
I like the picture of Manning on the phone. Like, Mom, can I go home now?
Yeah, yeah. I like
oh,
that
yeah.
One.
I yeah.
like that one.
That was a good one. I think I shared that one, actually.
I think you did. Yeah, I liked it, that one.
So, yeah. So, was there a favorite commercial that you guys saw? Did you?
Not
really. Even any of the movie ones?
Transformers 4 trailer. Like, I completely forgot they were making a Transformers 4, so I'm sitting there, I'm like, is that Grimlock?
I missed that
and,
one,
like,
I guess.
The Amazing Spider-Man spot was awesome, too.
How was that?
Yeah, I like the Amazing Spider-Man one.
Amazing Spider-Man.
I saw that one.
I only saw the...
And, oh, there's an also Captain America one, too.
Didn't see that one.
The Captain America one was the best trailer for Captain America yet.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
That movie...
That's saying something, because I think all the trailers so far have been pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that one. I ain't care for the first Captain America.
It was one of those things where it's just like,
yeah,
you know...
Yeah, same, Mitch.
Yeah, you see Falcon.
Mm.
Yep.
And you just look jizz. Like, it looks amazing and realistic.
Really?
Yeah, that's what makes it just work, is that it looks so realistic that, oh my god, this could actually happen. You know,
You picture Falcon in the comics, and then you, like, picture that in real life, and you're like... you know?
Yeah.
But they found a way to make it look not corny.
Okay.
So Brian did a gesture, and we got it.
Yeah.
Brian did a gesture, and we got it. So
yeah. You did a gesture, and we got it.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I guess if I had to pick an actual commercial, maybe the pistachio one, I guess.
Oh, the one with Colbert?
Yeah. The one that they made, like, within 30 seconds, then they had him do the second half of it, and then he peels his head out.
Yeah.
Pistachio!
If I Googled best Super Bowl commercial, there'd be, like, all of them.
You know what the
like, some blog somewhere.
You know what the worst Super Bowl commercial for me was? The freaking Ford hybrid one. With Rob Riggle and James Franco.
I saw that one, yeah. That was pretty horrible. Pretty dumb.
That bad?
Yeah, it was one of those things. We're going to show this ad again, but with double the time, and make it even better.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. And so that's what Rob Riggle, and then fucking James Franco. Hi, I'm Rob Riggle. We showed this commercial before, and he does a whole thing, but now in a freaking mansion with tigers and shit. It's just like, stop.
Yeah.
Forced.
I was.
Please stop.
Seriously, where is Danny McBride?
And to me, like the Colbert one was like much more simple.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. He's basically sitting here with pistachios on a desk, and there's like an eagle right next to him, and then like he says he's basically saying, "Oh, pistachio asked me to sell their product, help sell their product," and he's wonderful. Like, "But he's like they're wonderful. I think this is good. I think we're done here. You did great." And he's talking to the eagle, and then like after another commercial comes on, and then he's like, okay, apparently not enough pistachios was sold within the past 30 seconds, so then all of a sudden he's in a green suit, all these pistachios are here, and he's pointing pistachio, wait a minute, and he splits his head like a pistachio, and his face is green, and he goes, pistachios, and that was that. I loved that, so it was simple, but you know, got to the point. Effective.
There's a...
Pistachio's the Colbert bump?
Yeah, they got the Colbert bump. I love that show.
Yeah.
I hate how late it comes on since I work at like 7 o'clock in the morning, but...
I have to record it. That's the only way I get to watch it sometimes.
I try to watch, like, at, I watch it at 7 p.m.
Oh,
okay. Re-air at 7 and 7:30.
Yeah, that's right.
I watch on Hulu when I do watch it.
Oh.
I always forget it's on Hulu until I see one of you guys have been watching on Hulu.
Hulu has some commercials.
I feel left out with the whole Hulu club you guys have right now.
I've been on the Hulu, but like the commercials do get on my nerves.
I've actually been on the Hulu.
I went on the Hulu to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yesterday.
You guys are saying the Hulu. Like,
I was on the Hulu.
It's the Hulu.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
weird. I was on the Hulu to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yesterday. Arrow this morning.
Which was pretty decent up, I would say.
Yeah, actually, between the two superhero things that I actually watch, freaking Arrow and Agents have been on their game as of the recent episodes.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil that, just...
Okay.
Cause
I haven't watched Arrow yet.
I'd rather you spoil Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. than Arrow. I'm actually looking forward to watching
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has actually been getting this kind of very much comic book style now.
Really?
Where it's like, oh yeah, that's what we're known for, blood, guts, and swearing. It's just like, you know, good storytelling, but with this blood, guts, and swearing and stuff like that, so it's been getting darker and darker, and mm-hmm. you actually...
You remember that it was supposed to be a good show, yeah. and had forgotten that in the beginning.
Well, the makeup is freaking phenomenal
really?
For a show. They introduce, as we were talking
about... Well, they got that Disney budget.
Yeah. As we were talking about before, they got that Disney money. Deathlock
yeah.
into the series. Mm-hmm. And the way that they did
introduced.
That, yeah, they introduced them in Wednesday's show, and it was really well done. The makeup was well done. Yeah.
Okay. Even whoever, like I grew up reading, like Revenge of the Sinister Six was one of my favorite story arcs growing up, and he was all over that.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to take a look, and I haven't been watching that. I saw a bit of the Arrow series, though, a little bit.
So, wait, that was episode 13 last night? Wednesday night? So, we have...
Oh, so I don't have much.
Episode 14, and then episode 15, we get to see the lovely Jamie Alexander come back as Lady Sif. Just saying.
And they actually get to do stuff unlike the last movie?
Yeah. Well, she broke her ankle in the last movie. That's why she didn't get to do
anything. Oh, really?
Yeah. She almost died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She fell off a fucking horse.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's why they had, like, only a couple of, like, little roles for her after the initial fighting scenes. She fell off a horse, she fell off a horse and another horse came around and almost hit her. So her rolling out of the way and everything, she broke her ankle.
Some extreme rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. For your life. Yeah.
So, she fell off and fell on her ankle and fell down.
They mean, like, she broke her ankle while rolling.
Yeah,
that's...
I'm sorry.
That's the impression that I got.
That's...
She's gonna be back, and... I think she's...
Like, my ankle's fixed, can I do something? And they're like, well, we have this TV show.
I think she's hotter than...
You can do something there.
That's all I'm saying. I know, there's a lot of people are gonna be like, no!
You're wrong, Ted.
Well, I think Odin was short-sighted when he was trying to push his son towards her.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jane's gonna die in like 60 years anyway.
Yeah.
Just let him have his affair, and then Sif will still be there and still be hot.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know?
Wow, it's slowly becoming a misogynistic podcast.
Oh, God. Alright, so, should we talk about what we did?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about what we did.
I'm excited.
You're excited?
Because, I played The Wolf Among Us last night.
Oh, episode 2?
Yep.
Episode 2?
I was really happy that came out, finally. And also, I started playing Outlast, which is scary as fuck.
Yeah, everyone's, like, posting on YouTube, oh my god, one of the scariest games of all time.
I mean, it came out, like, a few months ago, I think. But I was telling Nick in the car that I'm a really big baby when it comes to horror games. So I don't even know why I'm playing this game. I hate it. But,
Didn't you actually write that on Facebook, too?
Yeah, I hate it. Absolutely hate it.
No, that's only for PSN, right?
Yeah, it's on PS4.
Only on PS4?
Yep.
Okay.
It's also on PC.
Oh,
okay. It came out on PC a few months ago. But, so I've been playing...
Oh, so I could Steam it if I wanted to?
Yeah. Should be able to. The game is pretty good, though. I like it a lot. Like, I was telling Nick how they have the night vision camera, because you have a camcorder. You're a journalist. So you're in the insane asylum, and with the camcorder, when the lights go out, you gotta turn the night vision on. And night vision sucks because, like, in the distance, you can see little eyes staring at you, and it just creeps me out.
So what you're saying is, it's American Horror Story, The Asylum, the game.
But better. And I don't think there's any aliens in
this. Just that first, episode where Adam Levine gets his arm ripped off.
I like season 2 a lot.
Yeah, I'm not done with it.
But I'm assuming this is the FX series
that
you're talking about?
Okay. Season 3?
It's on.
I need to watch... I watched all of season 1, and I missed season 2, and season 2 went up when season 3, like, started on TV.
Yeah.
And so I kind of jumped into season 3, but I never really saw anything beyond the beginning of season 2.
I'm happy
to... And then I fell off from season 3, like, halfway in, so I need to, like, just marathon it.
Season 3 is not the best right now. Don't really care.
Aren't they 1 month away from like season finale anyway?
I'm not sure. I stopped watching.
Yeah, it's coming up. They were advertising it.
Season 2 is a lot better than season 3. I assumed that season 3, since it was about witches and the coven, I thought it would take place in like the pilgrim times, like a Salem witch hunt. But I was wrong.
Yeah.
It does not take place during those times. It takes place during modern times with teenage girls, and I was like, ah, is this for me?
I kind of like the in season two how they switch back and forth between times.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and the same thing with they did that in season one. Then in season two, they did it a little bit more.
The flashbacks in season three are really good. I will say that.
Yeah.
So the flashback, like that. What's that? Which show that was on TNT? It's like that.
Charm.
Yeah.
Charm was pretty good. I like Charm.
Charm, actually, Ryan, one of our favorite actors, used to do a guest spot on Charmed all the time.
Well, I know a lot of actors who do guest spots on Charmed.
No, but somebody that we listen to almost every week. Mr. Ralph Garman. Garman, yeah.
Was he on Charmed?
Huh? He was the DJ. He'd introduce, like, the Cranberries and whoever, like, guest singers were at P3.
At the club?
At P3.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd be the DJ that introduced people.
Oh, cool.
I also...
But Netflix, then.
I watched The Croods. And,
I'm sorry.
I liked it for what it was worth. It wasn't bad to me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when I watch a movie meant for kids, I don't judge it like an adult.
Well, it's also up for Best Animated Picture.
It looks really good, surprisingly. It looks really good. Like, animation is pretty awesome.
I can second that. I watched it too.
I have a
kids movie judging rank because I have to see like all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So like, there's a big difference between like Turbo, which is like this is the end of the line. Like Turbo's like here, and like Alpha and Omega's like here.
Mm.
You know, but like Despicable Me is like over here.
Yeah.
Got you.
See, like, I watch a lot of the kids' movies, but the timeline is just, like, I'll watch one movie that came out 5 years ago, like, tomorrow. And I'm not consistent with it. Like, I'll probably watch Frozen, like, 2 years from now. But,
I still need to go see Frozen.
I haven't seen Frozen.
3 years from now.
3 years?
Three times. One last time was a sing-along.
Was that the one that Josh Gad, came to? Just out of the blue?
No.
Josh Gad played the snowman. And one of the sing-alongs that they were doing, he just appeared in the audience and, like, came up to the screen and started singing along with the audience.
I highly doubt that was in Connecticut.
Yeah, I don't know where it was. I just read that he did that.
That was probably in, like, an important state.
Yeah.
In my last things, I started my new job last week. And, it's pretty good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't have any free time, though. It sucks. My schedule literally has been, go to bed early, which I go to bed early now, which is weird. Go to bed early, wake up early, read manga, go to work, go home, and go to Kohl's, and then go home and go to sleep. I'm depressed. Like, every now and then I'll get some free time to play like Diablo or Brie.
Except for weekends.
Huh?
Except for weekends or whatever?
Except for weekends. But weekends I work Kohl's and it sucks.
Oh, okay.
Like, I can sleep in on weekends, but yeah.
Ryan, what did you do this week? Anything? Frozen?
Yeah, on the weekend.
That was about it.
Snowed in. Built a snowman.
Alright, covering your son in snow and telling him that you're going to cryogenically freeze him doesn't count as making a snowman.
First of all, that's a snowboard.
Exactly.
I got accepted today to the Elder Scrolls Online beta.
Oh, nice. Really?
Oh, okay.
You lucky bastard.
I got an email today, yeah.
What system?
PC.
PC? Nice.
Which?
I assume. Actually, I don't know. I was just on my phone and I got the email. Do they have the beta for, like, Xbox One and stuff?
I'm not sure. I know the Titanfall's going to have a beta for Xbox One.
You know what sucks, though?
Yeah.
Ryan, you can't talk about it on the podcast until after the game is out.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you can tell me.
Well, I haven't accepted yet, so I'm not under embargo as of this moment.
Well, Ryan, if you don't want it, I'll give you $5 for it. Layaway, though. Layaway.
Layaway. Layaway press?
$1 a month.
$5?
$3.50.
That's the other thing that happened this weekend. Ryan wasn't part... Actually, none of you motherfuckers were part of it. The Mario Appreciation Podcast was a big success. Let me just take this time right now to say...
How does that work?
I was coaching.
Okay, yeah. You have an excuse.
How's that work?
So far, I've listened to an hour-long riveting conversation between you and Mike.
Yeah, with Adam interjecting every once in a while.
Here and there.
What about Jim?
Here's what happened. For the first hour, before we started, Kylie goes, "Let's go get alcohol." And all the women, except for Hunty, decided, hey, that's a good idea. So they left.
Of course.
What?
It's me, Mike, Adam, and then Hunty was on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about Mario, and, like, Adam is sitting there trying to facially get reactions from Hunty over Skype, just because it's Adam.
Okay.
So Mike and I are having this riveting conversation.
So he made her more uncomfortable than she normally is.
And then we finally, we made this pact that as soon as we heard the girls come back, we would just start talking about Super Mario Brothers 2, the American Super Mario Brothers 2.
Hmm.
And you'll just see me just almost instantaneously transition into Super Mario Brothers 2 without any warning whatsoever for about 5 minutes, because it took them that long to fucking figure out where to put alcohol in my kitchen.
So, like, were they drunk when they started?
When they left?
No, they weren't. Kylie was, but...
That's another story.
Your wife podcast wrong with that. Teach her on the podcast.
I had a couple of sips before this one, so...
Oh.
Fine. No, but it was a riveting success. So, sometime in March, one weekend in March, we're going to have the next one. I know it's like we already did it, but Legend of Zelda, it's the Link Appreciation Podcast. So,
real quick, sorry to interrupt. Ryan, I posted on your wall a Attack on Titan mashup of Super Smash Brothers. Did you see it?
Whoa.
Yeah, he actually sent it to Kylie.
But you didn't like that on Facebook.
Well, I didn't send it. I posted it on my wall and then tagged Kylie or something.
Yeah. Oh, so you just took my post and just like, okay.
Yeah, you like, stitch.
I was like, oh, I've seen that.
Oh. Alright, whatever.
I was like, should I do the polite like?
No, you can't even do that.
Now it is not necessary.
He wasn't very polite.
I take it to heart.
Alright.
So, yeah, the video is awesome.
Nick, what did
and
you
I
do?
Appreciate the thought.
Shut up.
Nick, what did you do?
I don't know anymore.
Just coached?
Yeah, I was coaching throughout the week. Actually got a few practices in for once. Outside of that, coaching, working. Not much. All
right, cool. So, yeah, I think that means we're going into... the next segment.
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite movie? Cause Mitchie wants to know. What's your favorite video game when you were six? This is Playing Favorites.
Alright.
Yay.
There we go. Which is actually here for one.
So, the playing favorites this time is, what's your favorite 90s Nickelodeon kids show?
90s.
Just remember, SpongeBob was part of the 90s. Just saying.
Oh. Piss posh. Piss posh.
I already know what Kylie's is, so I'll just say that off the top.
Yeah, Ted, you go first of your people.
Well, no, Kylie, I know Kylie's is Are You Afraid of the Dark? Mine I would have to say the precursor to all that, Roundhouse.
It was Roundhouse.
It was Roundhouse, not Roadhouse.
Oh.
No, Roadhouse was the film with
I know.
Space. Family Guy joke.
Yeah. Hey Arnold.
This is hard. It's really hard.
Well, you grew up in the middle of it.
Yeah, but there's so many reruns.
You probably watched
more. Yeah, there was.
I'm just saying, you probably watched more of it than any of us.
I've seen every episode of almost all the 90s kids shows. Cartoons, at least. I mean, I really did love... Right now, it'll be a tie between Kenan and Kel and Rugrats.
Who loves orange soda?
I love orange soda.
Is it true?
I do.
So pathetic.
That was awful.
Sorry. No, you know,
no appreciation for that show whatsoever. You have disgraced them.
Rugrats is a good one, though.
Rugrats is awesome.
You want to know why Rugrats, and you don't even think about it?
You said Rugrats.
I said Rugrats.
Run.
I already told you I've been drinking.
You did.
So, no, Rugrats was one of the best ones. You don't think about it until you're an adult. but it was the most tolerant show in the world. I mean, the only reason that you know shit about Hanukkah is because of the fucking Rugrats.
Rugrats is like the first cartoon to show a girl butt, even if it was like a little girl. All the shows, like all the cartoons, will always show guy butt. And like, I was like, why is that? But Rugrats is the first show to show like girl butt, even though it was a little baby. they were gender neutral. Pretty much. I learned a lot of life lessons from Rugrats.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Freaking. I wouldn't know anything about Hanukkah or Passover or Kwanzaa or Christmas if it wasn't for Rugrats.
You didn't watch Taxi that much, did you?
No.
Okay.
Well, since someone who's not even on the podcast stole my answer, I'm going to go with Animorphs.
Animorphs. Nice. Animorphs
had the worst book covers in history.
Yeah, it does. But the books themselves were good, and the TV show was okay.
The covers were still disturbing.
Oh, man. Sean Ashmore.
They were bad.
I knew a girl that fell in love with Sean Ashmore because of Animorphs. And it's just like...
I had a thing for Brooke Nevin back, you know, in like 99.
I also like Cat Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Cat Dog, Ren and Stimpy.
I remember when Cat Dog started... And, like, I started watching it, and my mom's like, this is a demented show. How can you have a cat and a dog? And then, like, she watched an episode, and she was laughing hysterically. But then she does the one thing, she asks the one question that you're not supposed to ask about Cat Dog. How do they poop?
Yeah. Like, which brings me to the South Park episode.
You know what's weird? All these kids shows always have, like, this disturbing factor of, like, parent death. Or like parent loss, like the parents.
Yeah.
Cat Dog, they look for their parents. Hey Arnold was trying to figure out about his parents. Rugrats, Chucky was asking about his mom.
Which his mom appeared in the first episode.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is really, really strange. And she looked nothing like the one later on, the Mother's Day episode.
You know, for some reason, I didn't like Hey Arnold as much as everybody else. It didn't make me laugh.
I wasn't really a fan.
Yeah. It didn't make me laugh, but, like, it's a really good show, but, like, as a kid, I wanted to laugh and, like, be like, yay. But Hey Arnold was, like, bullies and being made fun of and no parents. I was like, oh. Stoop kids afraid to be a stoop kid. I was like, oh, this is hurting my feelings.
Yeah, they are.
Ryan froze.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he froze.
I was like, is Ryan that interesting?
Ted, if we don't, like, drop salute your shorts here.
Oh, yeah, salute your shorts.
Yeah.
Y'all just, like, extreme zoomed in.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Light is, like, shining on my forehead. It's weird.
Doug,
yeah.
Kinect is just doing its own thing. I don't know what's going on.
Come here. Get over here.
Remember when the Kinect was, like...
Are you forcing it away?
It's working.
It's actually somewhat working a little bit.
Oh,
I did it!
No, it's coming back.
That's awesome. Do that wave thing that you did before. Sorry. Ow! Do a Kamehameha wave.
I wish we could
do that video. Oh my goodness. Right. It'd be funny. It just went away. just looking a completely different.
The podcast is like just silent as we're watching Ryan do all the karate moves on fucking Skype.
I am interested. That is
what. Strike a pose.
Yeah. Strike a pose.
Wait, I'm gonna move over here. See what happens.
Yeah.
Uh oh. It just came this way. Just got real.
And they couldn't hear me because I wasn't near my...
They had a horror movie called, like, The Room, and, like, the main... Well, The Room, like, different from the other room. It'll be, like, the main villain will be, like, Kinect going, like, AI. And, like, at this point, like, it's, like, 2025, and, like, the Kinect controls all house functions. And it locks you in.
I think they had a
movie like that. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the name.
Me too. I was thinking of it. I was like, this is reminding me of something, but...
I mean, that's what was the main focus of 2001 and Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
It's an original how?
Idea. Original.
That's not what I was thinking of, but move on.
We're going to move on, and every week we like to take a little bit of time out to talk about people who have passed on. We like to call this segment So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
So long.
So, yeah, this week. Ooh. Couple of big ones. As I get to it. So let's talk about our childhoods dying. Arthur Rankin Jr.
My childhood is fine, thank you.
Rankin and Bass Productions.
Arthur, yeah, from Rankin and Bass. Ranked,
yep.
The guys who brought us Rudolph, The Year Without a Santa Claus, Jack Frost, Nestor the Long-Eared Donkey, Peter Cottontail. What am I missing, Ryan? No, I'm missing other ones. They're also
Little Drummer Boy?
Huh?
Little Drummer Boy?
The Hobbit movie, the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Last week's Kid Power. They brought us that. Maury, whatever. I can't remember his name.
Were they behind The Last Unicorn and Flight of Dragons?
Maybe Flight of Dragons. I don't think Last Unicorn.
I'm pretty sure Last Unicorn is the same studio as Flight of Dragons.
Give me a second.
All right.
Could be wrong.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Whoa. Bright lights.
Whoa.
What is
Whoa.
This? Whoa.
Whoa.
What was
I can
this?
See.
I can fight.
I cannot.
Anybody see episode Fairly Out Parents?
No, I haven't.
No, let's see. I'm looking.
Fairly Out Parents. That's
funny. Did that come on? No. Yeah, Rankin and Bass. You're right. Last Unicorn.
Do you have The Last Unicorn?
I do have The Last Unicorn.
Okay.
It's. How many movies do I not have? Let's go by that.
You don't have 20.
I think I can name that many that you know I watch.
That's true.
Yeah.
From my perspective, it looks like Mitch is playing with power.
No.
It's like someone playing a video game in a commercial.
No.
All right, so...
Can I find a background for my...
Then we have the American R&B, soul, and funk singer, the Mighty Hannibal. Not to be confused with Lecter.
Did you know in Hannibal Lecter, he doesn't blink once?
What?
He doesn't blink once.
Really?
Yep. That's a little behind-the-scenes thing. That's
all. I did not know...
Go check that out.
Did not know that. Then we had Christopher Jones... He's done a whole bunch of stuff and died at 72. I don't have anything. I had something for him, but I can't remember what it was now. So let's get to the other really big name.
The looking.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That came out of left field.
Yeah. No, that was like, definitely. That was really rough on a lot of people. Especially because, you know, with the new expanded DC universe, I could totally see Philip Seymour Hoffman pulling off an awesome penguin.
Yes, definitely. But it makes sense though.
I mean, seriously. I mean, look what they're doing with Lex Luthor. I will get to that. Anyway, because that's like my first movie Robin news.
I did read that his scenes in The Hunger Games as Plutarch, he's finished Mockingjay Part 1. And was almost done with Part 2, so they say it won't delay production the way Paul Walker's death delayed Fast and the Furious.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he had like 7 minutes of actual film time that he needed to get done. That's like
they said he was going to be done like within a week.
But yeah, that's like a week or two of actual production. Okay. If you think about it, 7 minutes in a movie is a lifetime.
It's a long time.
So,
yeah.
Is that an important scene?
It wasn't an important scene. That's the best
even
part
if you
about
just
it. Was all little stuff.
Even if you want,
they could put him in post.
Yeah,
facial map, some other guy. Yeah.
But it really is sad, just because you know, yeah, we did
get electron feedback.
Sorry, we lost Paul Walker. We've lost Heath Ledger, Philip Seymour Hoffman. I looked at his IMDb. There are so many things that he's in that you wouldn't even realize. Freaking, he was in The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's one of the greatest character actors of our generation. And he died of a drug overdose. So, yeah.
Damn you, drugs.
Yeah. They're actually, like, investigating it and looking. So there might have been, not necessarily foul play, but...
Yeah.
What a Michael Jackson incident. Something's not on the up and up.
Yep. So, Let's see. What is next on our little agenda?
Can I do that? No, I can't. What's next? Oh, yeah, again.
What if?
So, Nick, you got a what if this week?
I do not. I was not prepared for this because I thought John was going to be here.
Well, Mitch looks around the room. Like, Nick, find a what if
I think I did have one, actually. Lost the thought, though. What if... come back to it.
What if we come back to it later?
I might have something.
Okay.
What if this week had no what if? I think it would go something like this. Let's go to the movie Rama.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it would sound like.
So yeah,
and my stomach wouldn't be growing.
So the movie Rama, the internet exploded once again over Batman vs. Superman or Man of Steel 2, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Whatever the fuck this movie's going to be called.
Yeah. Justice League movie, whatever it's called.
Every time they announce something, I'm like, wait, isn't this a Superman sequel? What's going on?
Mm. That's why I've just gone, okay, Man of Steel 2. Let's remember who the main character is. Or who the main character is supposed to be. The internet exploded because they went, so guys, Jeremy Irons is going to play Alfred.
And Jesse Eisenberg is going to play Lex Luthor.
And everyone went, what? And then I went, I scoured the internet before, and I didn't put it on here. If you guys go to YouTube, I'll put it on the blog. If you guys go to YouTube and type in Superman versus Jesse Eisenberg Supercut, you will see exactly why Jesse Eisenberg is the number one choice for Lex Luthor.
Was that from,
I would pick Jonathan Coachman.
That a Screen Junkies thing?
I think so, yeah.
If you look at Jonathan Coachman's picture, you may change your mind.
I saw a pretty good, fan picture of him as Lex, and I was like, alright.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also been all these rumors that now Lex is going to be a tatted-up street thug, and I'm just like, no, that's not Jesse Eisenberg.
No,
Eisenberg's Lex Luthor is going to be Mark Zuckerberg. Jesse Eisenberg's Mark Zuckerberg.
I guess technically, like, all of us kind of assuming they're going to go with, like, someone in their, like, 40s or 50s was unrealistic, because in most, like, modern incarnations, he's closer to Clark's age anyway.
Yep. Though, my favorite...
Like, ever since... Like, even in pre-New 52, they actually had one... It was, like, during, like, the one that OMAC... Project OMAC was going crazy. And Lex was, like, reminiscing about his college roommate, Clark Kent. He's like, I wonder what he would think about the fact that I just, like, totally killed this guy and stole his coat. But, like, so if he was, like, college roomies with Clark...
But also...
So they're, like... They make him contemporary now.
So the studio's number one choice... Which I think would have been a fabulous choice for Lex Luthor. Though I don't know, like, seeing him bald would do. But Tom Hanks was the studio's number one choice.
Really?
For Lex Luthor. I wouldn't mind it either. Because Tom Hanks can sell anything.
No.
He really can.
I can't see that.
His voice would be terrible for that part. He has to...
Come on!
I mean...
I'm Lex Luthor!
Hanks is a good actor. I don't hear him as Lex. You know what I mean?
Me neither.
Who's and that guy? Who's
his
that
head
guy?
Is like, way
Tom
too
Tom
big.
The whole time I'd be looking at him, I'd be like, that's a bald Tom Hanks. Like, you know what I mean? There are some roles where you're just looking at him and you just see the actor and not the character.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Who's that guy? Yeah. Tom Hanks. Funny guy, that Tom Hanks. Everything he says is a stitch. I have AIDS. Ha ha! Funny guy! But Jeremy Irons as Alfred, that's gonna be the scariest motherfucking Alfred in the world.
I can't wait to watch this movie.
I jump for joy, bad back, you know?
I was just about to say, like, picturing Batman and Robin where she was like, Uncle Alfred, and I'm like, now it's Uncle Scar?
Yeah, seriously. Fuck it, and Lex Luthor is played by Blue from Rio. That's all I'm...
Yes.
Wow.
This fucking movie, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's all over the place.
So, yeah. You guys can just watch the Transformers 4 movie trailer on your own, because I didn't pull it up.
I need to watch Spider-Man. I haven't seen Spider-Man yet.
I did like the Spider-Man one a lot.
Yeah. I like the way that they're kind of just rebooting Transformers.
I didn't see the Transformers.
Not even rebooting, but just like...
What is the Transformer one? Like, where's this part take?
We don't know the plot, really, I don't think.
Okay, then.
It was like 30 seconds or a minute or something. Yeah. Like, it was pretty short.
Before you judge that actual trailer.
All we really saw was Optimus is in it, and he gets fucked up again.
Does he die in Stasis?
This big Decepticon, you can't really recognize, tears up a car, turns into a cannon, and shoots Optimus in the chest.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's supposed to be like a Galvatron thing or something else.
Wait, the Transformer turns into a gun?
Yeah, but it's like a big cannon, kind of like Galvatron did.
Oh, I'm about to say, that's classic Megatron.
But remember, they killed Megatron the last one. Maybe they're bringing him back as Galvatron.
No, they didn't kill him. He ran away. No, he ran away.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, Megatron ran away. They killed, what do you
call it? After all, Prime, where would you be without me? Time to find out. And then he tore him the fuck apart.
Was number two. Number three... Megatron.
Number two, he ran away. Number three, Optimus killed the fuck out of him.
That's when they fell on the bridge.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Number two, he runs away.
Yeah, you're switching the two and three.
I'm switching them both, yeah.
A lot of people are complaining.
Yeah, he murders Megatron. Yeah, he was hashtag over it with the whole situation at that point.
Yeah, so they're probably bringing out Galvatron.
That'd be my guess. A bunch of Decepticons you don't know messing shit up, and Mark Wahlberg's like running all dramatic, and then, his daughter's like, "Dad, help!"
And then something happens.
Bumblebee comes out of nowhere, like feel the vibration.
So they didn't use the same guy.
They're not using Shia.
Guys, it's my turn.
Okay.
What?
It's my turn, though.
you saw the trailer?
Yeah.
I didn't see the trailer. Yeah.
How like the CGI looked really shitty, but you got to take into account that like it wasn't really rendered properly.
Yeah,
this is before the actual like rendering of every single thing. So like,
yeah,
it's gonna look bad. So when you watch the trailer, make sure you take into account that it's not properly rendered yet. Exactly. Yeah, it will look better in the final product, most likely.
I saw you see the rendered. What's the dinosaur? The T-Rex.
Grimlock.
Yeah, Grimlock. You see him like fully rendered in pictures.
Yeah.
But you never see it in the actual trailer.
Yeah.
Well, that's what kind of sold it to me, the concept of the movie, was at the end when Grimlock bursts out with Optimus with a sword and a shield riding him, and I'm like, just my inner four-year-old exploded.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Let's go back to Man of Steel 2 for a second.
Why?
Story's been 3 months in the making, apparently. Apparently, The Rock... Dwayne Johnson.
Oh yeah,
he wrote on.
He should be Lexi.
He wrote on Twitter. He wrote this whole thing on Twitter.
When Luther came back, when he
his producer friend.
Yeah, he was talking about a producer friend of his. He wrote, "Known this beast since he was 15. I was on the football field. Blah 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 blah. Let's get down to the end where he hashtags John Stewart can still whoop Superman's ass." All right.
Kind of seems out of left field because he wasn't talking about a fucking thing about DC Comics in his tweet.
Yep. Okay. Then, right afterwards, he tweets, right before that, he tweeted, "Just had an awesome meeting with DC Comics."
Oh.
That's pretty balls.
So,
yeah.
Rumor has it now, because when IGN talked to him about it, he's like, anything could happen. Rumor has it that...
He's a showman, of course he said that.
The Rock will come in Man of Steel 2 as Jon Stewart's Green Lantern.
Proving yet again that in the eyes of mainstream America, I am blacker than you two.
Okay.
You know, like our black president or The Rock's role in the last G.I. Joe?
Last G.I. Joe, yep. I seen that.
Interesting. I just hope that Man of Steel 2 has the appropriate action that Man of Steel 1 had.
Yeah.
As long as they keep the same action
level. As long as they make it, Dragon Ball Z the movie.
Right, what if it turns out he's the new Killua?
That wouldn't. I wouldn't mind that either.
There it is. What if Dragon Ball Z were to come out remade?
No.
It'll still be shitty.
They tried once.
They don't get another shot.
They don't get another shot.
Well, then hopefully my fan...
You have to, like,
fandom one will make
it. You know what the
it.
Worst part is? If it wasn't for the crap-ass makeup on James Marsters for Piccolo...
Piccolo, yeah.
He would have made an awesome Piccolo.
Yeah.
It's crazy how bad that move really is. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Speaking of which...
And I saw that in a group of some of the biggest Dragon Ball fans I know, and we were just, like, riffing on it. Like, it could have been our own riff tracks.
It makes fucking Avatar look good. Like, it's that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Best fight in that fucking movie was Goku versus the bullies on top of that car.
That
was the best choreographed fight scene in the whole film.
Can we specify?
The Last Airbender.
The Last Airbender, not Avatar.
Yeah.
The Avatar is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Last Airbender, not so much.
These movies, man.
So,
at least The Last Airbender tried to follow its story.
Yeah. At least.
Like, it sucked, but it, like, at least it fought, like, it was just kind of boring.
Dragon Ball
Evolution was fantastically, they like, Double Dragon the movie bad.
They failed that badly. So now a fandom...
You guys ever see Double Dragon the motion picture?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Holy fuck. What about Fist of the North Star, the live-action American movie?
I have not.
I think that's on Netflix still.
Have you seen Tekken?
No. Is it?
I think so.
I gotta watch that again.
I've seen Tekken.
That movie's so bad.
Have you seen Tekken?
Mitch, you need to watch it.
No, I don't want to watch it.
Have you seen Tekken?
Alright, Nick, make him watch it.
Tekken's bad. Fucking Dead or Alive is terrible as well.
Yeah.
King of Fighters.
I haven't seen
King
that
of
one.
Fighters. Why can't they make a good fighting game?
I didn't watch the Dead or Alive one because I was like, Kasumi's tits are nowhere near big enough.
And back to the Misogynistic Podcast.
Immortal right, so, Kombat.
Listen, the Tokusentai, we have those lists, and Kasumi's my bottom bitch.
Okay.
Mortal
so,
Kombat.
So, guys, who here has seen Horrible Bosses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I did see that, yeah.
Who here has seen Identity Thief?
Which one's that one again?
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy, Jason Bateman?
No, I didn't see that. That's so, when she steals his. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Give me actors'
names.
I'm better with faces.
Seth Gordon, the guy who directed both of those, has now been tapped to direct the Uncharted movie.
Because
Horrible Bosses and Identity Thief work so well with.
Why was the segue into video game movies so perfect then?
Look at all the fucks I get. Look at them.
Look at them. Look at them. They're right here before you.
I love Uncharted. This is not good. This is not good.
The only way Uncharted could actually work...
This is not good.
...is if they get fucking Nathan Fillion to play Nathan Drake.
Yeah, that's the only way.
That's the only way.
Only way.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Seeing the list of movies that Seth Gordon has done, I'm feeling Jason Bateman. And it's going to be horrible.
I don't see him in, like, an action role, though.
He was all right in Paul. In an action role.
That doesn't give a lot of confidence.
Jason Bateman needs to keep his schedule clear for Hancock 2.
There you go. Not gonna happen.
It'll happen. Along with Dr. Horrible 2.
I have enough of Jason Bateman at this point. I need all somebody new.
So,
new blood.
And a Chrono Trigger Part 3. It's gonna happen.
You got it, and Half-Life 3?
Confirmed. Half-Life 3 is confirmed.
Confirmed.
How come everyone's saying that, but when I go source, no one will give me a source?
Because it's a big joke. It's like, you see how you got this, that, and that? Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Oh, wait, the source engine? Are you referring to the source engine?
No one will give me a link to the source engine. So Jurassic
Left
World.
Dead 3.
Jurassic World has been confirmed. Chris Pratt is going to play the main character in Jurassic World.
Is it worth?
I can't fucking believe this is a thing.
The director tweeted a picture of the production offices. The picture included desks, pencils, the Jurassic World one sheet that they're going with, and a big fucking cardboard cutout of Jeff Goldblum's character, Ian Malcolm, from Jurassic Park 1, with his shirt off, lying on a table.
I wonder if you can hear my sigh. Okay, right. Calm down. It's getting dry here.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love Jeff Goldblum as an actor. But the sexy pose while they're bandaging up his leg in Jurassic Park is not a cardboard cutout that I need.
It was a little ridiculous.
A little?
That's right. Who hasn't unwantedly seen that one video where you see more of Jeff Goldblum than you want to? Him on the beach with his girlfriend. Thank you, paparazzi.
Yeah.
What is this, TMZ?
You saw his Goldblum.
Oh.
Yes, you did.
Is that his butthole? Like...
Either way, access should be denied. So,
all right. So, DVDs this week: Dallas Buyers Club, the Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto movie, Free Birds, which is a movie produced by Scott Mosier of View Askew fame.
Oh yeah.
Escape Plan, which is got to be the hardest movie to actually listen to. Get me out of here! Get me out of here! You're really lazy! What did you get in the chopper? You get in the chopper! You get in the chopper! Sorry.
It was a little... Yeah, but it was fun.
I saw
it was like a rental or something.
I saw 15 minutes of it at Marcus's Barbershop. It wasn't bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta give it a shot, I guess.
When I wrote that down, all I could think of was there's just, like, probably 2 hours of yelling. I want to get out of here! Well, I want to get out of here, too!
That's my movie! Yeah, they're doing subdued versions of their creepy accents at the beginning part of the movie.
I just spit
on... Listen to me. I heard you said the code words.
You spat on everything over there.
I was fucking, like, yelling and I spat on everything.
Well, I'm going to need a distraction. Okay, I'll get you your distraction.
That was good. I like that. And that's the movie.
So, also, About Time, the new Romeo and Juliet movie starring Hailee Steinfeld or whatever her name is. So those are all on DVD.
Not very high interest, though.
Probably don't have much interest in the box office this week either.
Speak for yourself.
I'm so hyped for the Lego movie.
Lego movie?
You have no idea how hyped I am for the Lego movie.
I am going to fucking...
I have to see this fucking
I am
movie.
Definitely watching the Lego movie.
I'm off Tuesday. Who's off Tuesday? Who wants to go Tuesday?
Off Tuesday? What time on Tuesday?
I don't care.
Probably have to be in the afternoon.
Alright. Should go see the Lego
movie. I'm probably going to see it tomorrow.
Who wants to go to... Alright. What the fuck was that?
What? Who are you whistling at?
That's my ringtone not being disabled.
I thought it was you whistling.
So also, Monuments Men and Vampire Academy.
Oh.
Oh, that looks so shitty.
Can we not... Why do we always have to deal with some kind of dumb vampire movie? Whatever.
Well, it's either a vampire movie or a dumb zombie movie. No, I mean...
There hasn't been that many zombie movies.
Well, yeah, the last one was World War Z, but there's
that doesn't even count.
Bunch of
about Warm Bodies, didn't that come out after World War Z?
Are you right? No. World War Z came out first.
After.
That's
cool.
After,
yeah.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah, we don't need.
We're all in agreement.
Bodies was like an early in the year.
If we're gonna have
like February, it might have been like a Valentine's movie.
Why don't we have like any other type of horror movies now or action horror movies?
Go to Japan. So see had,
this doesn't qualify as an action horror movie.
Well,
no, this counts as a big bucket of sci-fi suck.
No, which one is more saturated? Is it zombie movies, vampire movies, or like possession movies? There's been a shitload of possession movies lately.
Possession movies are different, though.
Why?
Because all right, vampires are basically all the same.
What about found footage possession movies?
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. Fair point. Those are all the fucking same.
And it's the exact same movie. Dozens of times.
It started with the Blair Witch, and then just keeps on fucking going.
I'll be like 50 of them, maybe 2 of them are good.
Yep. I went back and watched Blair Witch. That movie does not age well whatsoever.
It's only good for the first viewing.
Yeah.
Only good for the first video.
Yeah, I never.
I feel like the zeitgeist around the Blair Witch's release was more amazing than the actual movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because when you watch the movie, you're like, "Is this real? This is not real. It might be real." And then you Google it. It's not real.
It's not real.
Well, you know what was the coolest thing was they actually had like Sci-Fi Channel used to tie-ins to like 30-minute documentaries pretending that they're real.
Yeah.
And so like if you watch those before going to see the movie, they did one for Hellboy also.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, just like stuck
kind of like set up like an episode of Sightings, like we're uncovering the truth of this old folklore.
It was like a bundle of joy just went off.
Hellboy, and you're like, ah, I know what you fuckers are doing.
You guys ever see that movie Fourth Kind?
No.
That movie directly lied to you in the credits or in the beginning. It was like, this is based off a true story. None of that is fucking true. They lie completely. Yeah. And like, it's just, it was weird because you try to Google it and like, there's no information on any of these characters. And it's just like, they want to tell you that it's a lie.
So it's like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hate that movie so much.
So, Ryan, it's your turn.
Terrible, terrible movie.
Oh, okay.
We got released.
Video games. Earth Defense Force 2025.
Please tell
for me. For Xbox 360 and PS3.
Has anybody here ever played Earth Defense Force?
No.
No.
I played, like, the old shooter version. I don't know, like, I don't understand modern Earth Defense Force.
What's it like?
You fight giant bugs. And let me tell you.
Like, way back in the day, there was, like, a Gradius or R-type kind of game called
like,
Earth Defense Force.
It's one of those bad games that you love.
I can't think of the game right now, but it's reminding me of another game that I played.
What was it? There's an N64 game where you were a bee.
Hmm?
It was like a sci-fi shooter.
A bee?
Yeah. I can't remember what it was called.
What was it called? I'll look it up later.
At first, I was like, Mr. Mosquito? No.
I love that game.
No. It'll come to me.
I hate mosquitoes, so no.
Fable Anniversary, which I need to get.
I want to get that as well.
The Wolf Among Us Episode 2, Smoke and Mirrors.
Yes, it was so awesome. It was good.
Fable Anniversary is already out.
Nice. Has anybody here ever played Among Us?
No.
I have not.
I played half of the first episode.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until it all comes out and then...
It crashed on me, and then instead of loading it back up, I went back to... Because I still haven't finished Season 1 of The Walking Dead. So I'm like... what was the hostility?
Good. I know. A lot of hostility.
No, I need to defend myself now. I played episodes 1 through 3 on the Xbox, and then it started coming out on the iPad, and I wanted portable. So I bought the season pass for that, and waited for it all to come out. But then, like, I just had trouble playing through the episodes I already played through, especially episode 3, because it's super fucking long and super fucking depressing.
You should have...
Like, episode 3 makes me want to kill myself.
You should not.
So I got kind of stuck on episode 3 on the iOS, and so recently when they announced season 2, I just kind of started over and went through, and I'm on episode 4, but I'm actually kind of stuck, and I'm too proud to go to GameFAQs. So I just haven't been playing any Telltale at the minute.
When you play the games, do you take off the, when I play, I make sure that it doesn't give me any hits, just to make it better for me. But that kind of screws over episode
6. I'm at the point, too, it's like, right after you shoot down all the zombies trying to break into, like, the infirmary when everyone's in the school looking for supplies.
Yeah.
And I go in there, and they're like, oh, you have to get the key off that zombie that fell outside. And I'm like, how the fuck do I get outside? I just go and I talk to everybody, and they're just like, Lee, you're not doing your job. And I'm like, you're just fucking sitting here. Not one of you bitches has moved.
You're not doing your job.
I'm here busting my ass.
Gonna let all you die.
Anyway, Outlast for PS4.
Yeah.
The Wolf Among Us Episode 2, Smoke and Mirrors, again, dead.
Yeah, they
Outlast
came out
was the one you were telling me
apart.
About, right?
They did.
Anyway, Double Dragon Outlast Neon came out for PC. The Lego Movie video game.
Ryan.
I'm sure that'll be amazing.
Ryan, that's not for PC. That's for Windows Marketplace.
What was Double Dragon Neon?
That's not... Okay, so Windows-based PCs?
Yeah, basically anything with Windows 8.
Oh, only Windows 8?
Well, yeah, it's like, what do you call it? It's like the App Store for Windows.
Hmm. Are you 100% sure?
It's been out for Steam for a while.
Who's that character with the phone?
So I'm guessing that that's what he calls.
Oh, okay.
So that,
I gotcha. Anyway, the Lego Movie video game. Bravely Default. Anybody else getting that?
What? Which game?
I haven't even tried the demo
Bravely
yet.
Default.
Which one is that one?
I haven't played the demo.
That's the only reason I'm holding off, is because I haven't played the demo, but I'm going to be getting it within the next few weeks. That's cool. Square Enix does Final Fantasy under a different name. Okay. But it's like old school Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of old school Final Fantasy, guess what Kylie started playing?
Old school Final Fantasy?
No, Super Mario RPG.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't been telling her to do that for like 10 years.
I want
to
get a sword that's made by Zabuza. Nice, that'd be
cool. She made me buy it on the Wii U, it's on the Wii Shop.
Or Cloud.
She's like, I've got to play this game because everyone says that Paper Mario descended from it.
I just want a huge sword.
You didn't read Ryan's thing, but okay, I'll buy it. Yeah.
Well, it's my fault.
No, it's not your fault.
I actually refuse to play my Wii version because I'm like, the minute I get like halfway through, they'll upgrade it to the Wii U and I'll lose my save.
Yeah. But yeah, she started playing that this morning.
That's cool.
Sweet. Alright, on to the news. Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes is going to be released as a separate package, and it's super short.
I told you.
Everyone says it's like 2 to 4 hours long.
Yeah, they're pretty pissed about that.
Yeah. Well, Kojima went to Twitter and was like trying to, or went to wherever he went to and was like trying to defend himself.
You can't.
He was like, well, it's, you know, it's got replay value and challenge missions. And I was like, yeah, but it's like 2 hours long. It's like if you took the tanker scenario from Metal Gear Solid 2 and said, all right, $40 for this part of the game.
Oh. Do you guys know the pricing?
It's 20 on 7th gen consoles digital.
Yeah.
30 for disc.
Yep.
30 for
next gen.
Current gen consoles on digital, and 40 for disc.
That's confusing me. Current gen and next gen. I keep getting it all mixed up now. Next gen.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But that's crazy pricing for 2 hours. That's just ridiculous. Like,
oh, hold on 1 second. I have to take a really quick phone call. So, yeah, the weird thought I have with the Ground Zeroes thing is if you look at Bravely Default, its demo has a similar purpose in trying to get you used to the game, and it's a few hours of story content, and that's just the demo. So it's weird they would charge $40 for 2 to 4 hours of content just to get you used to playing MGS5.
Yeah. And granted, how long is that expensive?
Yeah, right? This is a Metal Gear game.
It's like, is this a prequel to the Phantom Pain, or is it part of Phantom Pain?
I think it's a prequel to. My impression is it's the same thing as or similar in concept to the tanker from MGS2, or the Virtuous Mission from MGS3, where we had like a 2-hour section before you got into Operation Snake Eater.
Yeah.
I just set it up. Mm-hmm. I think it sets up the plot and gets you used to playing the game. But because of the way the game was made, where they had two separate Metal Gear games and then decided to make it all MGS5, I think they haven't really known what to do with this part. So, yeah, it's got to be about done. Yeah.
Okay, so you would have to pay for it separately.
Yeah.
All right.
It's your best price value. So, I don't know the feature difference between 360 PS3 and Xbox One PS4, or assuming it's not that big a difference, best bet might just be pick it up digital on your 7th gen system.
Okay.
Because it'll only be $20.
Yeah. Sounds good. I feel like they're, with the pricing from, like, when you have a game on, like, last gen, and you bring the game on the current gen, I feel like the pricing's kind of fucked up. Because I was thinking about it, and the Tomb Raider game, that should have been like $50 or $40. Okay, you're paying for the exact same game, even though the graphic upgrade...
It's the game just came out like a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's weird.
But also,
look at Fable Anniversary. It's a generation off from the Tomb Raider thing,
yeah.
But it's only $40.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this is Fable 1, you bought this like 10 years ago.
Also, the Tomb Raider comes with all of the DLC.
Oh, it comes with all the DLC?
Yeah.
Alright, I didn't know that. Alright then.
Well, so does Fable.
Does that make it more reasonable?
Fable's pre-DLC, but it was one of those here's the greatest hits version with extra content kind of things.
Yeah.
It's an update of Fable the Lost Chapters, which is when they made you buy Fable a second time, but you got like 30% bonus content.
And it's also like the thing that I had about freaking was it Sonic the Hedgehog 4? When there's like $15 for like 3 fucking levels of, and then you'll get episode 2 later on.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, all right, you know, just charge me the $40 for the fucking level, like, for the entire fucking game.
Just finish the fucking game, Game Studios. It's
yeah.
Remember when they used to just finish a game?
You know. I mean, I can understand the episodic stuff with the Telltale stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's part of the storytelling is the cliffhanger. And, you know, it's part of... That's what's part of making the game. But those are $5 a piece.
Those are $5.
you play an episode that of, like, just be a part of the game. You feel like you've just lived through a graphic novel chapter.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm. Like a volume.
Unless it's, you know, episode 3 of Walking Dead number 1, where it's like you've lived through an entire fucking graphic novel.
You know what
bugs... And then you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
You know what bugs me about Telltale games? It's like when The Walking Dead, season 1 of Walking Dead came out, it was insanely popular. Everybody loved it. They generated a lot of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But the game is still buggy as hell. The technical issues, there's no excuse for them. There's no reason why I should have so many frame rate drops. It's retarded.
Still. Yeah. Or like on the iPad, like the thing force closes all their apps, like just force close, like it's their business.
So annoying. I'm like, the games are so wonderful, but you just like ruin it by making it so buggy.
Yeah.
It's like Bethesda games.
Yeah. But worse, because these are only like it's like 2 hours. And it's just like
Bethesda.
They're just like and there's not like a lot of gameplay going on. It's like
I'm just watching dialogue. I'm watching like, the cutscene for you. You keep skipping. What are you doing?
It's true.
I have a question.
This is kind of like one of the weirder stories, but Amazon has acquired video game developer Double Helix.
Yeah, I read that.
That's the those are the guys who made the new Killer Instinct, and they're working on the new Strider that's coming out.
Okay.
So some people speculate that just means they want to produce more video games because they've become a major seller, but some people think Amazon wants to make a console.
Really?
Which I think would be a bit weird.
Think so, too.
What would happen?
You know what they might want to be doing? They might want to have like an Amazon app store, like the for any kind of Google device, any Android or whatever. You can do an Amazon app store on it, and be able to run any app. So maybe they're trying to do that for the actual consoles.
The controller will be a Kindle.
I know, because they keep pimping it out.
Create games for, Xbox One that are smart glass enabled on an app store specifically for Xbox
One. Put out a console and force you to buy a Kindle to work with it?
Yeah.
You have to update your Kindle. This one will not work for the system.
Did you like the Kindle Fire? Did you like the Kindle Fire? You're going to love the Kindle Gaming.
Like, what the
heck? Now you can read and game at the same time.
Speaking of smart glass, I don't know if it's a bad precedent, but I thought it was kind of cool. I was looking on the store for Fable Anniversary, and for like $2, I think, $2 or $3, you can buy like strategy guide content for the smart glass experience when you're playing the game.
Yeah.
And so it'll like make it a lot more interactive.
Ooh, strategy guide.
I thought like that was kind of cool. On the other hand, kind of like that's not the promise of smart glass, is that you have to buy all these cool features. It used to be like, you know, you turn on smart glass and there'd be cool shit.
Well, depends on the game more than anything. But,
yeah.
You also have to, anyone that doesn't have an Xbox, or an Xbox 360 and Xbox One, you should probably know that my mic was off the entire time. But, I was getting picked up, though, so I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah, everyone should know that if you don't have an Xbox 360 or an Xbox One, there are two different smart glasses. There's an Xbox 360 smart glass and an Xbox One smart glass. The Xbox 360 smart glass is like the retarded older brother to... It's the Gilbert Grape. The Xbox One is the Gilbert Grape to the Xbox 360's Arnie.
Little trick.
It's like... It's just the retarded older brother. That the younger brother has to take care of. And then burn the house with their fat-ass mother inside.
So, there's a game coming out soon for the Vita, if you happen to have one, called Danganronpa.
Excuse me, bless you.
Were you cursing at me just now?
Watch I'm kind of actually,
I am
like,
offended.
I'm looking forward to trying it out, because what it looks like is if Persona... anyone play 999
no.
on a DS? Or Virtue's Last Reward?
No.
That was the
no.
sequel?
No. But I heard the joke.
So kind of, like, visual novel kind of puzzle games.
I'm a bad DS.
And Persona for, like the characters are stuck in a school.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the characters are shut in this school, and I'm fuzzy on what the basic plot is, but, like, there's, like, an evil... principal kind of reminds me, in theory, of like Sergeant Teddy if you play Persona 4 Arena, where you're like you're stuck in there following his whims, and the only way to get out of the school is to like kill somebody. So you're going around forming like social relationships and trying to solve the murders that are going on and figure out your way out of it. And there are like trial scenarios, so it's kind of like got a Phoenix Wright feel too.
Okay,
It just looks kind of crazy, and I'm looking forward to it. So I just want to plug it.
Right.
That's cool.
Alright, let's talk about motherfucking Flappy Bird.
What is that?
Wait, that sounds like...
It's apparently become a thing, even though it's been out for like a year.
What?
It's a mobile game
mm-hmm.
with ripped off Mario sprites, and there's this thing that looks like a cheep, but it's a bird, and you tap the screen to make him fly, and have him dodge like Mario pipes and shit.
That sounds like helicopter.
And that's about it. It's fucking shitty, and there's ads all over the place, and it's not good.
You guys ever play a game called Helicopter? On AddictingGames.com and Newgrounds.
No.
It's a game where, like, the top part and the bottom
part.
It's, like, green effect thingy. And, like, there's pillars. You got dodge the helicopter with the pillars and press it up and down on the keyboard.
Oh, it's kind of like Jetpack Joyride. You just
yeah,
press...
I played Jetpack Joyride.
Yeah,
but it's basically, it's a shitty mobile flyer game. But somehow it became super popular recently. Like, the developer says he's making, like, $50,000 a day on ad hits and stuff from the game.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And I don't know what that says about the state of gaming today.
From a society standpoint?
I'm just going to let that hang in the air.
From a society standpoint or something?
Yeah, right?
That sounds... Wow.
It's a free download, so I guess it hits that impulse thing, but I don't get how it came back. It's not like it just came out and everyone was talking about it like a Candy Crush.
Yeah.
It's been out, and nobody gave a shit, and then all of a sudden, everybody gave a shit. I played it for like 5 minutes, and I was like, okay, I'm deleting this.
Yeah, get it off of my phone.
Uh-oh.
Are you playing that?
See, maybe that's what happens. We make fun of Flappy Bird, and then people will hear us, and they're like, oh, what's this Flappy Bird?
Let's give it a shot.
And so it continues.
I have a question for Ted and Ryan.
Yep.
What's the next next-gen game you're going to get?
Yeah,
and by saying like next-gen, I mean like it could even be for current like or last-gen consoles. Wait, hold on.
What?
I got confused with current gen again.
You did.
So what's the next Xbox One game you're going to get? It could still be for Xbox 360 as well, but yeah. You guys have any idea?
The next one that I'm going to get is probably going to be Titanfall.
How about you, Ryan?
Titanfall or... When's Dying Light out?
March.
No, Dying Light does not have a release date anymore.
Really? Delayed it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bastards.
It's probably Titanfall or possibly Tomb Raider, if that counts.
Mine's going to be Thief. That comes out this month.
Oh, yeah.
You guys didn't
play when was Witcher 3?
No idea.
Does anyone know the release date on Witcher 3?
Is there a release date, though? It's to be determined.
Alright.
Probably is, yeah.
I didn't care for Part 2 that much, though. Part 2 was, I didn't care for the gameplay.
No?
Nope, not really.
Did you like the first one?
Never played the first one.
Okay.
What type of game is it?
RPG.
Right.
I like a little bit of Part 2, but I was playing on my computer and it was running too slow.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to pick it up on console.
It was $10.
It goes on sale every now and then for like $7.
Yeah. My girlfriend started playing Dragon Age, but I can't. I don't know if I can get into that. I'm gonna try though.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Age.
Apparently, I ran. Out of,
I need that.
Yeah, apparently, I ran out of space on my gaming system.
You got a monitor, man. So you got like 100 gigs.
Because like But I put a lot of stuff online, like, since I got the Plus, so, like, now I gotta get rid of more stuff, apparently. It's annoying.
Yeah, you can just re-download it later, that's all you need to think about it.
Hmm.
Alright, I am about to get company, so let me just do my last bit of news.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Bank was released.
Oh, yeah, today, right?
Today.
Yesterday.
Oh, alright.
Yep.
Cool.
And if you download it, and it lets you download Pokemon Transporter... Like, from the app, it takes you to the eShop. I didn't see Transporter on the eShop itself. I mean, I'm sure it's on there. And they give you I think it's either 100 of the play coins that you can earn from doing social stuff in the game, or 10 battle points. And you have to go in and redeem those, then you come back after doing something, and they'll give you the Celebi.
Alright.
And you get a 1 month free trial, otherwise it's $5 for a year, which isn't a bad price.
No.
Not at all.
Seeing
I'm probably never going to pay it, because I've already done my transfer, and what the hell else use do I have for it?
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Alright.
Well then, Ryan, we will see you next week, hopefully.
Unless it's this time, because I am actually working.
I don't know yet. We'll see.
Okay.
Alright. Later.
Peace out.
Peace.
Daddy! Oh,
Casey!
It's Casey!
It's Casey.
It's Casey.
It's Casey.
That's I did it right.
Alright, so...
should get him back on here. I wanted to say hi.
No one tells me he is.
Okay. So I guess...
Yeah.
Go into... Alright, so we got the turnbuckle. John's not here.
Actually, we could do some.
I've been watching the story about CM Punk.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys have been listening about the story about CM Punk just walking off.
Leaving?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, John touched on it, but I didn't follow it or anything.
Yeah, apparently he left because he didn't like the way that his character was going. His contract was up in July, so no one knows why he actually just, you know, took his ball and went home, other than, you know, he didn't like the way his character was going. Mick Foley actually touched upon it, like, he knew that he wasn't happy, but the thing is that the reason why that he thinks that he left is because CM Punk himself is a very brutally honest person.
He is.
Like, when you know, you could be like, does this make my ass look fat? And he'd be like, oh my god, your ass is fucking enormous. So
I can appreciate that.
Yeah. But apparently that rubs everyone the wrong way on WWE.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
So that's why he wasn't getting the treatment that he thought he deserved. So he went and he was a little baby and walked out. Other than that, there hasn't been much going on in the world of wrestling. Other than, you know, Batista now fighting some...
I want to touch up on that. I don't think he's being a baby. It's just... It's like you're changing the character for what I portray. And it's like, well then, fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's a completely different scenario if it was actually, you know, a sport. But this is, you know, it's a show.
Yeah, yeah, it's a show, yeah.
You can't, like, change your character to something else in the middle of a show, just because you feel that, you know, it's not true to you, because you're basically an actor.
He can't change his character, or they can't change his character? Okay.
Just because he's being paid to portray a part.
He's being a baby, pretty much.
Yeah, okay. It's, I mean, I don't know, we've seen it before, then they've taken him back, you know, just recently, Christian came back to the WWE.
Really?
Actually, Friday.
Oh, for the second time?
Yeah. So he went, you know, he's been bouncing between WWE and TNA forever, and on SmackDown, he came back, and I think he's actually part of the Elimination Chamber event coming up, which is actually, it's awful. I was thinking about this. The Elimination Chamber, that pay-per-view, is the 23rd of this month.
Yeah? Well, it's the 23rd.
The WWE Network starts the 24th.
Those bitches.
It's basically so everyone can get ready for WrestleMania, and that will be their first actual...
That makes sense, though. Doing the pay-per-view before pay-per-view, you start your network, yeah.
Their first pay-per-view, it will really be the granddaddy of them all.
As we went through
last week.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean...
I'm actually looking forward to the WWE Network.
Sounds awesome.
There's over 400 pay-per-views between WWE, ECW, and WCW.
And this is previous ones as well, right?
Mm. Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, awesome. You get to 400 plus.
That's already worth it. Like
things, right? Not to mention, they're going to have new shows and stuff that are going to be on at certain times.
But it's not going to be ECW like it used to be, though, right?
No, okay. We're talking about the old pay-per-views.
Okay.
400 plus of
the old they're going to show the old, okay, old got
WCW,
it.
Old ECW.
Okay.
Pay-per-views. Unfortunately, probably not going to show the Nitro where Triple H, or the Nitro or the Raw where Triple H.
I'm about to say Nitro was WCW.
No. Do you remember when Triple H and DX went to WCW Nitro?
Yeah, that was
the fucking tank.
Yeah.
And they showed it on Nitro as well, that they were outside.
Yeah, that's not their footage or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. Yeah, that was pretty awesome, though.
There's no date on the app for the systems, right?
Xbox 360, launch.
Really?
Android and Apple, launch. And, and PS3, PS4, launch.
So you're pretty much when John buys it, we're going to take his account information.
Exactly.
That's what you're telling me. All right, cool. I'm down for that.
I think it's going to be the same thing as, like, Netflix and Hulu, where only two people can be on at the same time.
Nice.
Which,
Oh, it's going to be like that? Oh, okay.
I'm going to try and get John involved when the pay-per-views go on. Like, everyone come over here, try to get Kylie to be like, oh, yeah, I will try to get those Mondays off. So she can
buy alcohol.
Yeah, so she can go out. But so we can actually all watch on a big screen instead of, you know, I don't know what John's got or if he wants people at his house on Sunday nights.
They bought a screen, but it's a mid-sized screen.
Yeah. So
it's a good size, but
what we're going to have to do is get John's information and just... Because I would love to go back and watch all those old WCW and ECW stuff. Because when I grew up, it was all WWF at the time.
And they don't got full pay-per-views on YouTube. They got the matches on YouTube, but not full pay-per-views.
Yeah. So I would like to go back and watch them. My favorite... everyone says that their favorite pay-per-views are always WrestleManias. My favorite pay-per-views? Royal Rumbles.
They're awesome.
King of the Rings were awesome as well.
I love the chaos of it. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to go back to King of the Ring. Like, before, because that's what we used to have right after WrestleMania was King of the Ring, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
And then Survivor Series.
Not right after WrestleMania. It was before WrestleMania.
That's right. It was Royal Rumble, then King of the Ring, then WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And what do you call it?
Because Royal Rumble would have to be there would be Royal Rumble, another pay-per-view, and then WrestleMania. Because the winner of the Royal Rumble.
You sure King of the Ring wasn't before Royal Rumble?
I think King of the Ring was before Royal Rumble. And then, like, they would have...
That's right.
Because then that would be, like...
Royal Rumble. You're what do you call it? If you won King of the Ring, you got the 30th spot.
Yeah.
In the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then... So you got
they kept switching it because either you would get a title shot or whether you would get this spot at the Royal Rumble. There was always, or you'd be the Intercontinental Champion, go for that or something like that. They changed it a few times.
Rock versus Mankind was for the WWE Championship.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that King of the Ring?
That was that King of the Ring.
Yep.
The first Rock and Sock Connection, the actual match.
It was the weirdest one though.
Rock and Sock Connection.
Because they did not fit whatsoever.
Weird are the Rhodes Brothers. Gold Dust and Cody Rhodes. Since, like... Gold Dust is, like, 20 years... Or... He's probably 15 years older than Cody.
Yeah.
So, it's like... I remember watching Gold Dust when I was, like, a kid in middle school.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this dude is weird.
Weird.
And then he's still wearing the fucking makeup, and that's... Freaks me out.
Like, if you saw him as a kid, be frightened. Like, there's this gold
dude. And it wasn't like Sting, where it's just like...
No, Sting was awesome.
Sting totally ripped off the Crow, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not at first, but then...
Me being a kid, not realizing that which one came first, I thought they were the same person.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but he actually lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, you guys...
Let's just say he kept the crow alive. All right. I'm sorry. I won't go any further.
So you guys wanted to do, what do you call it, next week, or...?
Next week, yeah.
Yeah, next week.
Okay. So stay tuned for Tales from the East next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of just threw this show together anyway.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's all I got.
Me and Mitch didn't have too much time to prepare. He's since this guy's new job, so...
Yeah. I thought I wasn't going to come today.
Because, like, I did have a few things, but, like, I'd rather we, like, do it as a good segment together, so...
But, there's only one thing left, then, and that's, Ryan and Ted Answer Your Quandaries, which has been Ted Answers Your Quandaries recently, this one's actually...
Well, I sit here and look at his...
Ryan's here in spirit.
His peace sign on his Skype.
It's like, peace,
like, peace up, Ted.
Yeah. Where I can't tell if his third finger's up or not.
The question was, whatever happened to the Left 4 Ted Movie Club?
I enjoyed it.
And... Yeah, we haven't done one in a long time.
You guys picked the movie. That's why you guys picked freaking...
Troll 2.
Yeah.
We picked Troll 2, and then nothing happened.
I keep missing these, that's why.
What's going to actually come about this is that we're going to do alternating weekends.
One time on, one time off.
One time, yeah. Basically, every other weekend, we're going to have... an appreciation podcast, and we're going to have a Left 4 Ted movie club, like, in 2 weeks after that.
Okay.
So, after the Link appreciation podcast, we will have a Left 4 Ted movie club that will go up, but we're going to do it differently. We're changing the format. We're actually all going to sit down and watch a fucking movie, and then talk about that movie afterwards.
I don't watch movies. You guys suck.
I am amazing.
Guys probably gonna talk about the whole entire shit.
Well, that's we're gonna be mic'd up for the entire movie.
This is a commentary edition.
If it's a movie that's like highly regarded, I'll watch it by myself first and then watch with you guys.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's fine.
Because I don't want to try to figure out the plot of the movie and hear you guys talking and making jokes.
Personally, I'm just going to start picking the movies instead of having a big vote or anything like that, or doing like the trivia thing.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna pick a movie. We're going to watch it and basically commentary track it. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. All
right.
But yeah, it's going to be...
I'll think about it.
It's going to be like the appreciation podcast where we're just going to talk.
Yeah.
We'll go back for your first pick.
We'll judge you later.
I don't have a pick yet. I will.
Well, then that means I postponed my judgment.
Like March to pick it because...
Our judgment will be postponed.
Probably March 1st is going to be the Link Appreciation
Podcast. Just know there will be judgment.
I know there will be judgment.
All right.
Yes, sir, may I have another?
I'm judging you for saying that.
Yeah, I think there's judgment's premature.
You have a good night, guys, or good morning, whenever the fuck you're listening to this. And we'll be back next week with more information about... The Left 4 Ted Movie Club, with more information about Link Appreciation Day, or the Link Appreciation Podcast, Tales from the East. We'll have other things, who the hell knows what we're going to have, with news coming out every week about video games and movies. Keep it on your source for video games and movies right here, the Left 4 Ted Podcast. Any questions or comments, always, call us at 203-747-TED5. Or email us, l4tpodcast@gmail.com. Give us your questions, comments, whatever. Tell us we suck. Tell us we are good. Tell us anything.
Tell us we suck good.
That is important.
And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Stay classy.
You've just listened to a HollowWorks Network podcast.